Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. I don't know about some of the other parks with sports fields throughout the community and in the county, but Tiger Point has had kind of an ongoing problem with, you know, we know that dogs are not allowed in our public parks, but we've had a problem with people taking their dogs out on the soccer fields and the baseball fields and creating some problems and people bringing their dogs to ball games.
I was worried that this was going to be a big dramatic, oh no, Colton Wright hates the dogs moment. He rope-a-dope me.
Tiger Point Park, as you know, is kind of unique. It has that multi-use path that goes around the entire park. And, you know, the idea was to attract people to come and walk and run and jog through the park. And sometimes kids ride their bicycles through there as well. And numerous times when I go to the park just to check in on things, I'll notice people walking dogs around the perimeter on that path. And personally, I don't see any problem with that. However, they're technically violating the county ordinance by having a dog in the park.
Oh, see? Came around on me. See what you did there, Colton? I know you heard Dave Wayne talking about this a bit yesterday, and he says, look, you know, we've got these dogs wandering around with people. The problem is when the dogs are on the athletic fields, that's bad. When the dogs are being walked by their owners and their, you know, guard dogs, we like that. So
one individual comes to mind. There's a retired deputy from another community that has a Belgian Malinois, you know, much like our sheriff's department used for their canines, for their apprehension dogs. And he walks his, and he lives in a condo very close by. And I got to looking at that and thinking about it and thought, you know, why would we want to discourage someone like that from walking their dog throughout the, you know, the perimeter of the park? Seems to me like that's a pretty good security issue.
Now, I'll be honest. You know, when you've encountered dogs that are not well behaved, maybe you think, I don't know, having everybody's dog around the track. But you know what happens? People with misbehaving dogs don't take their dogs out a lot of times. You know, you take them and then take them in the neighborhood, or they'll let them run around, which is amazing. But people with like unfriendly dogs are typically not the ones who take them to the walking track or to the dog park, generally speaking, right? So there's like this self-selection thing. I was actually, we had Bibi who helped train our Australians or teach us how to train our Australians. She's great up at Pace at the PetSmart there. And many of you know her. And, you know, she basically said, because we were like, you know, our dogs are so challenging. She's like, and I'm like, all the dogs we see out here. She's like, well, who takes their dogs out? People whose dogs are well-behaved. So you think everybody's dogs are well-behaved, when the reality is that the people with the, you know, poorly behaved dogs just don't take them out, so you don't see them, so you get this kind of false picture of what everybody else's dog is like. Like, oh, that's an interesting note. I had not thought about it that way. So what he was proposing was a kind of a combo signage on the athletic fields to say no dogs here, but encouraging people, making an exemption or an exception at Tiger Point, that on the walking track, it's fine.
What we talked about doing was putting some of those dog waste stations and signage around the perimeter along that walking path. So, you know, you would have the signage with the bags and the trash cans there to allow and do a pilot program at Tiger Point to allow dogs to be walked on that perimeter path, and then have some signage put up that says they're not allowed on the fields and in those common areas between the fields.
Yeah, pretty simple idea. Let's see how it goes, and if it becomes a problem, well, we can always adapt later. Everybody was on board. It was good. It was no drama. The drama was a figment of my imagination, for sure. 437-1620, 437-1620. You did have, oh, by the way, the Hurricane Francine made landfalls about 100 mile an hour. You heard David talking about this top of the hour. About 100 miles an hour came ashore. Now it's down to like maybe 45 miles an hour tropical storm. It's going to continue to have effects, but mostly, and I know this is not true. I saw a couple of people on my social media feeds that a couple of people had some flooding and some power outages. And look, what I always say, if it happens to you, it doesn't matter if it only happened to 8 people. It happened to you. Now, if it happens to 10,000 people, then it's a story for everybody. But, you know, look, if you had bad effects or if you had something happen to you or, you know, power's out, and I know a lot of you, it might be true. I looked at the Florida Power and Light map, and there's a handful of scattered outages across the area. You know, we're still getting some relatively significant rain in Santa Rosa County, mostly. What happened yesterday, in case you weren't really watching all this, is there was the storm. When you see a hurricane, a lot of times you've got the eye of the hurricane, then you've got the storm right around the eye. We all know about that. And then there's these usually like 1, 2, 3 sort of spin-off trails. And often the first one is a bit massive. I mean, like I can remember seeing hurricanes where I'm just reading there's a tornado warning, but it is to our east. It is for Okaloosa County. We are still under a tornado watch until 6 a.m., by the way. Yes, I know it's hard to remember which is which. Watch is the lesser one. That's the, you know, peepers peeled. Warning is to take cover, okay? So anyway, you see this trailing arm that, like, I remember seeing hurricanes that would hit, like, the Big Bend area, and Miami was getting pounded with rain. You know, that kind of thing. Well, this storm, it never really developed those big trailing bands. It actually was more pushing the storm than it was trailing the storm. And the thing that I talked with Eric Gilmore, public safety director in Escambia County, about yesterday was I just wanted to get from him a perspective. We didn't ever air the interview. I just called him and asked him. I said, hey, this is what seems like is going to happen. He's like, yeah, that's our idea too. And what he said specifically was, it looks like we're going to clear the bands around 4 a.m., and turned out to be a little bit earlier than that. Santa Rosa County is still kind of in it a little bit. But we fell in a gap between band 1 and band 3, to the degree you could even say there was a band 1 and band 2. So the storm kind of horseshoed over us a lot, is kind of what happened, which is good. Now, people who got it, and I'm not saying, you know, and if you drive around the area, what you're going to see is, you know, puddles and pine straw everywhere. I mean, there's, you know, everywhere there's pine trees, there's pine straw on the ground, and there might be some branches down, so be careful before it gets light out and they can start to get all that stuff cleared. There's puddles, there's lots of water on the roadways, so, you know, just be aware. But we're not really expecting much more from this morning. But if you did have outages or if you have flooding in your area, hey, let me know, and I will let other people know to be aware of that. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
cutting your head. I'm cutting your head.
I was saying just a minute ago that for the most part, Francine has, it's not quite past us entirely because eastern Santa Rosa County is still getting some rain right along the edge with Okaloosa County. I will say this, if you're traveling east this morning, you do want to pay attention because the significant weather right now is happening to our east. Okaloosa, Walton, in fact, Okaloosa is under a tornado warning right now, and that system and strong storms towards Panama City all along the Gulf Coast, basically Fort Walton, Panama City, and not even Fort Walton, like, you know, Herbert East, basically, is getting pretty heavy stuff right now. David Wayne is in the, but we're clear. I mean, almost entirely clear in our listening area. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Andrew. Initial viewership numbers showing ratings were up for the first debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump. Media analytics company Nielsen saying that about 67 million people watched that debate on Tuesday night.
You know what's weird about that? It's kind of like, man, I heard that this first fight was going to be really good. I didn't see it myself. And then, oh, man, the second fight was more watched but not as interesting.
Yeah,
because the first
yeah.
debate was way more entertaining, you know, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other debate was kind of like, well, yep, mm-hmm, it sure was, whatever it was. So
that right. sure was a debate,
yep,
I guess.
Yep, yeah, sure was.
A Pakistani man living in Texas has now been indicted on charges that he was trying to orchestrate an elaborate murder for hire plot that was targeting politicians, including former President Trump. The Justice Department says Asif Merchant, who has ties to Iran, had been recruiting what he thought would be hitmen, but they turned out to be, of course, as always when you hire a hitman, undercover federal agents.
It's just not really fair. I mean, how's somebody needing to kill a person supposed to know that, you know, you're getting a legitimate hitman and you're not getting like some, you know, cop.
Right.
He's just trying to catch people like you. I mean, it's what's the world coming
well,
to?
Well, if you ask them, they should have to tell you. It's like in the Constitution, I think.
I actually always wonder if we shouldn't tell people about that one, you know, because it's so pervasive on TV that people think it's real. And then criminals who are dumb enough to think, well, if I ask you whether you're a cop, you have to tell me by law. No, actually, cops can lie to your face about all kinds of things. The only thing they can't lie to you is about your constitutional rights and pretty much everything else they can lie to you about, including whether they're undercover. But yeah, no, that's funny. Go ahead, David.
And Taylor Swift has now officially endorsed.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Kamala Harris.
How
does
she find the time between
for?
Attending the VMAs and watching Katy Perry love Orlando and love a lady at the same time? Similar, I mean, I don't know. How do you make time for all this stuff?
That's a good question. But the Florida Democrat Party says that they will now be organizing a lot of people to be at her Eras tour when it stops in Miami.
You know, it's hard for me to imagine that changing a lot of people's minds, but okay.
you know, it's hard for me to imagine anything changing anybody's
exactly
mind at this
right.
point. Everybody's
exactly
pretty
right.
well drawn their line of where they're at.
What new endorsement, what new gotcha thing is going to come out that, I mean, this is pretty well baked in. We could just about do the election today. Wouldn't that be nice to get it over with?
Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
By the way, did you happen to watch the MTV Video Music Awards 40th anniversary, by the way. Did you happen to watch that yesterday at all?
Well, you know, I was really looking forward to watching that, but unfortunately.
You know what you missed? Some of the music was okay. I had it on for about 3 minutes.
Did they actually have music on MTV?
They did. They had more music on the VMAs than they had on MTV, you know? Everybody was dressed to their Halloweenist. And Megan Thee Stallion was the host. So, you know,
who?
It was a real lesson in vocabulary and, how to pass your SATs with high flying colors. how to get your nails done. My wife, I had it on and I was doing what I normally do when these things are, I'm like watching and I'm bored, fast forward, I'm bored, fast forward. That might be funny in the morning. I'm bored, fast forward. And she's like, you feel dumber yet? I'm like, yes.
The second
yes,
I turned this on.
Oh, man. It's, you know, I do think I'm always asking myself the question, you know, what would 20-year-old me have said to 53-year-old me? And 20-year-old me would have been like, what is good? It's fine. You know, and
well, we have to say that pop culture had to have been better for 20-year-old you than 20-year-old people today.
But 53-year-olds, when I was, you know, in 1991 when I was 20, they were like, I feel dumber watching the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is just how the world works. Then again, you can make the case that it really is pretty bad these days. I mean, it's not healthy. I'll put it that way. And nobody is doing better on their SATs because they watch the VMAs. I'll put it that way. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. 525 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you're, you know, not sure what's the time, what's the rate, what is the change in the rules about the real estate fees, how does that affect me? Are people likely to get back into the market now after having sat on the sidelines for a while? You know, what's going on in my region? What's going on down the street from this property? Are they going to develop? Like, all of that stuff. There's someone, and even, and man, I tell you, if you have had to deal with this at all in the last year, you know, even 2 years, you know what I'm talking about, the house insurance, right? Because if you're, for example, if you're buying, okay, how old is that roof? How old is that water heater? How old is that air conditioning system? Or if you're selling, you know, something you might not be thinking about is, I got a house that's worth, you know, $450, let's say. And, well, how old is your roof? Well, it's 15 years. Oh, that's not going to work for you, most likely. People are going to, you know, the insurance companies are going to require a newer roof. And so a savvy buyer is probably going to say, you know, I can't insure that house without you getting a new roof on it. So even if it inspects well, that's not enough a lot of times these days. So how does all that work? That's why you get a good real estate agent. That's why you get somebody like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. It's going to understand all of that and help you navigate all of those situations and have, especially if you're selling, good, optimistic, but realistic expectations. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 727 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, all right. Kamala Harris was not wearing a microphone in her ear yesterday. Oh, good Lord. People, come on. Now, Kamala Harris dressed as Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cats, that's funny. Kamala Harris, with her pearl earring from Tiffany that she's been wearing for months, that is clearly not like the never even got into production, apparently, earring that was out there. Stop it. Just stop it. Listen, let me put it this way. So many of her answers were so not great that it couldn't have been she was getting fed information. You know, it's kind of like if a kid gets a 99 on a test and they've been getting 60s, okay, you know, you start to ask questions. But if a kid's been getting 60s on all the tests and gets, like, you know, a 78, you know, because who cheats to get a 78? And in this debate, you know, she got a 78 and he got, like, a 73. You know, I mean, I don't know if I had to roughly score it. It's not like she got a 98 and you got to explain how the D student got an A+, right? Or A almost plus. So just stop. my people, don't be so gullible. Oh, speaking of weird, like, just changes that are actually true. John, Campbell Soup, you a big fan of the Campbell Soup?
Yes.
You grew up on Campbell Soup, right?
I did.
I think all of us did. You know, that's that. They are the only makers of cream of mushroom soup and chicken noodle. The cream of mushroom, you add the milk, and chicken noodle, you add the water and whatever. And it's not the best soup out there, but if you grew up on it, it's the best soup, right?
Yes.
Okay? No longer Campbell Soup.
What?
What did
you just say?
The company name forever has been Campbell's Soup Company.
Right.
Because they make
Campbell Soup.
Campbell Soup. Yeah, this is not hard to figure out, right? Like, you know, Ford Motor Company, because they make Ford Motors, right? Well, it's not going to be the Campbell Soup Company anymore. It's just going to be the Campbell's Company. Because they make other stuff. Like, you know, I guess, V8, I guess, is, you know, one of the things that they make.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
I mean, so, you know, they make other things, and they've decided that the big, aggressive, dynamic shift in their approach to becoming megalobillionaires, kind of like that word, actually, is that they're going to drop the soup. They also make Goldfish snacks. I didn't realize that. I'm just learning this.
I had no clue.
So in order to expand their brand and represent their more diverse product line, according to the CEO, Mark Klaus, we will always love soup. and we'll never take our eye off of this critical business, but today we're so much more than soup. Prego sauce, V8, and Goldfish snacks.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's flooding and around 400,000 homes and businesses reported to be without power in Louisiana, some in Mississippi, from Hurricane Francine.
Top wind report over 100 miles per hour. It was a Category 2 storm when it made landfall yesterday around 5 p.m. Eastern time, and it continues to move northward. 45 mile per hour sustained wind, so it is a tropical storm, and it's just north of New Orleans, the center of circulation.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean back on the campaign trail today. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris.
She is holding two rallies in North Carolina to kick off her New Way Forward tour. The tour will also include stops in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Former President Trump will be in Tucson, Arizona, talking to voters about the economy and high housing costs, as well as illegal immigration. This will be his fourth visit to the key border state since June.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy, 76 this morning in Pensacola. Pensacola man sentenced to 30 years in prison after exposing himself to two kids earlier this year. 45-year-old Christopher Steele pled guilty on two counts of lewd or lascivious exhibition in the presence of a minor. That incident reportedly happened back in January at a local business where Steele is said to have exposed his genitals to two children in a lewd manner. Officials also said Steele had been convicted of a sex crime in Alabama years ago and had been in and out of prison since moving to Florida for not keeping up with his sex offender registration. Well, the Escambia Sheriff's Office out with a warning about the latest round of scam calls.
You know, there's always a scam going around. They always use a name that they think that people would recognize. They would use my name or one of my chief's names or something. And then... They'll talk about you. You have a warrant for you. Typically, you have a warrant for you. In this case, they use some, as I understand it, public records on some PPP loans from COVID era. Mm-hmm. Apparently, some of those have become public record.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says the scammers may have your loan number and personal information about you or even relatives to make the call seem legitimate. The scammers apparently have been telling people they have a warrant related to the loan, but the warrant can be canceled, of course, if money is deposited into a Bitcoin ATM. Sheriff Simmons says law enforcement, whether it's his office, the U.S. Marshals, or the FBI, would never make that request. A Palm Beach County man will be able to get his lawsuit against the state heard at Florida's highest court. Lawyer Adam Richardson suing over a website that appears to urge voters to vote no on Amendment 4. That's the amendment that would legalize abortions until fetal viability. The website was created by the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration. Richardson claims in his lawsuit that the AHCA, Governor Ron DeSantis, and Attorney General Ashley Moody are interfering with the election. The state Supreme Court agreed to fast-track that case yesterday. It ordered the AHCA to respond to the lawsuit by September 23rd. The crew of a Florida-based naval ship drawing bipartisan praise. Florida Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott joining Democrats yesterday, introducing a resolution to recognize the USS Kearney. The ship is based at Naval Station Mayport. They just got back from an eight-month deployment in the Middle East. According to the resolution, it was a historic deployment that saw over 50 engagements with Iranian-backed terrorists. Rubio and Scott say that's the most engagements with a foreign adversary by a naval vessel since World War II. Search underway for a missing boater. The Coast Guard says that Bert Irwin went missing traveling from Marco Island to Indian Rocks Beach in Tampa Bay. Crews have been searching by air and ground for the missing 70-year-old. 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are watching the outer bands of Francine as they move through this morning. Tornado watch in effect until 6 a.m. Showers and thunderstorms slowly come to an end as we go into the late morning hours. As you head through the rest of the day, going to be looking at breezy conditions with some cloudy skies. Temperatures today topping out in the low 80s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Cloudy right now, 77 degrees in Pensacola. It is 76 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 5:37 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Most of Tropical Storm now, Francine, previously Hurricane, the effects have passed us by. We are, again, kind of getting lucky on this where Okaloosa County is getting hammered right now. In fact, they are under a tornado warning in Okaloosa County. We are still officially under a tornado watch until 6 a.m., but I don't see anything on the radar that makes me think that, you know, we're likely to even continue to get much effects here in the Escambia and Santa Rosa area. We're kind of just in the gap between the one band and the second band, and I'll take it. I will always take that. Of course, there's always a possibility, but, you know, it's looking less and less likely like any tornadoes or anything like that's going to happen. Yesterday, I had a good chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to make sure we start with this because I want to make sure we don't forget to get it. The downtown Pensacola reimagined, the revamp, the cobblestoney looking brick streets and changes of the, you know, where the parking is and all of that. Public input on that is coming to an end, right?
Right. Yeah. End of next week. And so you just go, we try to keep it simple with URLs, the new palafox.com. You got a submission form there, what you like, what you don't like. All of the documents are there of conceptual design. Remember, we're at 0% design at this point, just concepts. And we want to hear from you. Yeah. And I said at a press conference, you know, I've heard everything from don't take away one parking space, which good news that we're the net parking is going to be somewhere from -3 to maybe even now plus parking spaces. So that's not an issue. And then I've got some people say shut the whole street down 24 hours a day, which we're also not going to do. But everywhere in between. And so we want that feedback. We're going to be giving it directly to our designers, to our engineers. And we're looking at, different options. So, it's a $5 million investment. One other misperception I do want to explain is that someone says, well, why don't you spend it somewhere else? $3 million of these dollars are from FPL for this project. If you go drive down Palafox right now, it's all cut up with utilities and everything. That needs to be replaced regardless. That's how we got here is we're trying to be opportunistic
right.
with those dollars to compound them and do something even better than just come back and repave the road. So this is not in replace of affordable housing. It's not in replace of some other project that someone might think is a higher priority to them. These are dollars, like many in the budget, that are earmarked for specific things that have to be spent in specific areas. It's not just $5 billion that, of funny money that you can just spend on any project you ever would want to spend it on. So, you know, I just want to take the opportunity to clarify that as well.
And did I also see, and forgive me if I've got this wrong, but that the first maybe block, half block south of Garden, all of the parking there is... The idea is to eliminate all the parking and push out the sidewalks and the walking area so that it's just two lanes of traffic and that's it in that area. Seems like business owners in that area would not. Okay.
That's a conceptual proposal right now. To understand, up to this point, it's been free parking. You know, it's kind of interesting. On one hand, we're worried about customers, and then we also get emails that say that the employees who are parking in those customer parking spaces are upset that those are going to be gone. So, you know, we don't know who's parking in those, that it's definitely customers. However, we're looking at other options. Do we go to some – do we keep a couple of them and go to 15-minute, 30-minute parking? Hey, pick up your coffee, pick up your – watch, whatever you want to do, and get those spaces turning, which as you know, me and you've talked about many times, and this whole issue is the goal, is to be having more transactions to create more availability. So we're looking at all that. Again, it's conceptual at this point, 0% design, and we're going to rely on our citizens and our experts to give us some feedback on what makes the most sense.
Okay, I'm going to give you a ridiculous suggestion because of the way it's going to work with what we're already, but you'll understand where I'm coming from. It sounds to me like you need to have the red brick zone is for no loading or unloading. The white brick zone is for loading and unloading only. Like that, like you need almost an airport type announcer for where, and you could use different colors to teach people what they can and can't do in parts of Palafox. I'm mostly kidding, but you get, you know, that's what it made me think of, is that kind of a thing.
As long as you'll do the voiceover, we'll gladly,
I will certainly do that. There's so many things I want to talk about with you. One is, the TDC did a vote yesterday where they scheduled the meeting at the same time as the agenda, or Monday, where they scheduled the vote at the same time as the agenda review for the city council. Casey couldn't be at the TDC, and Taniade had to leave early. The city barely had the opportunity to get input on what turned out to be a vote in favor of what I'm calling the $60 million gymnasium to nowhere, because of the location. Right. Nobody's opposed to the thing. It's the location. And this got sprung on us with no real details, and we had to ask for the 150-page study, which when you read it, it indicates some very concerning things. I mean, a bunch of city money, money that benefits tourism is going to get thrown into this and get obligated into this, and it seems like the structure doesn't even allow the city people to participate. A lot of concerns, but I wanted to ask you your thoughts.
Yeah, so first let's talk philosophical, because this has been a conversation in our office really in recent weeks, is the fact that two city council members are on the TDC, in my opinion, well, not opinion, I think it's a fact, has been left over from the previous form of government, first of all. Because remember, to make any changes of who those board members are and what the makeup is takes legislative action, right? Okay. That's not something that the chair just decides is who gets to represent on TDC. And by the way, let me be perfectly clear. This is indictment of the effort that Casey and Taniade, part-time employees,
right,
that have to also do board, also do CRA, also do TDC. I think
right,
they do an admirable job. However, just let's use the USS United States as an example. That decision, and I'm a supporter of that, by the way, but that decision greatly impacts city operations. The port, for example, is
that, right,
you know, we're going to play a pretty big role in that if that happens, and we're happy to. But that being said, we have no one in day-to-day operations that has any voice on the board as it sits today. You know, and so again, pre-2010, that made sense, right? I mean, the council did operate the city, right? They had a city manager, and said, hey, here's what I'm hearing at TDC, go do this. It doesn't work that way anymore. And so I think, personally, having nothing to do just with that specific vote, but just I think that the administration and the operation of the city should have a larger voice and influence, and maybe we propose things that, you know, from an operational standpoint of how we use bed tax dollars, because they feel a little fleeting from a city perspective. I'm not saying that they don't get invested in the city or that I'm not questioning previous decisions. I'm just saying, what's the seat at the table for the operations of the city? as it pertains to the TDC. So that's something we're going to be looking at this fall and we're discussing with our legislators. That's something that we need to take a look at. As far as that building, it is a little discouraging to have that meeting right in the middle of something that we had already scheduled. And, I'm not going to speak for how I would have voted, but it could have affected the outcome of that vote, I believe. For me personally, I'm an old sports writer, Andrew, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a sports guy. I do believe in the philosophy of economic impact as it pertains to getting events and tournaments here. I'm all for that. But if I'm just talking about the city of Pensacola, putting something out at 10 Mile Road, and then that means all those teams are going to be staying either out there or they're going to stay at the beach. So we'll be the city of Pensacola will be a four-lane road between those two things. But I'm not sure what the major economic impact of the city of Pensacola would be for a facility that would be out there.
And it doesn't seem to satisfy any of the need for a convention space. Whereas if it were downtown, it could double duty. You know, you could have a lot of collateral benefit for, you know, when time is used for this, when time is used. So I haven't covered it extensively on the show after the meeting, but I figured you would have thoughts and I kind of wanted to get, you know, your input on that. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, and again, we're just going to totally run out of time before we get there, but the Escambia Children's Trust issue. I found this frustrating because the vote that I thought we were making was for children's educational outcomes. And with the clawback of the money for the CRA, even though I know a lot of that money is going to go to the city, it seems like, you know, sidewalks and streetlights and parks are great, but that's not why we voted for that tax. And it's now been turned basically into a property tax increase.
Yeah, well, again, when we looked at this, and you've heard me say this on a variety of issues, is I say I'm always tired. I'm doing this job because I really do care very much about this community. And if I didn't, this would not be a very fun job. And I'm tired of always saying in a variety of issues, well, sorry, that's not our job.
And I have appreciated that you make that a point. It's not what I'm obligated to do. It's what can I do?
Right. And so, look, I mean, I think any scenario where you say, hey, here's some found CRA money. Could I come up with 10 infrastructure projects to do? Absolutely. Could I come up with a million ways to spend? We'll never have enough infrastructure money ever.
Right.
We'll never have it enough to fix everything that we have to fix and keep up everything we have to keep up. And we'll never have enough for education. So in my mind, I look at this as here's an opportunity to partner with the school district. And for the first time, I don't know, maybe ever, I don't know, in a long, long time, I'd have to go back into history. The city of Pensacola actually has a dog in the fight to say, what we aren't going to stand for is our children who are struggling to get educated, struggling to get to school. Here's this opportunity to partner with the school district, with the Children's Trust, and use these dollars that are not earmarked for anything else right now and say, how do we help OJ Sims and Global and Home Elementary and Workman? We don't get this opportunity often. And so could I build parks and sidewalks and be validated as something that helps children? Absolutely. I'm not saying that isn't a tactic that is valid, but I will say at the end of the day, what we want is positive educational outcomes. And that has such a reverberating impact on our economic development. If we want businesses to move here, our schools have to perform,
right.
Period.
Agreed.
I mean, it is an economic development metric.
Same for military, right.
We need to participate in that. We have to participate in that. And so that's the way I see it is, how do we lift up the schools that need it the most within the city limits? And here's an opportunity for us to have a dog in the fight and to say, this is how we want these dollars spent. And we'll monitor those and see if those are providing outcomes for us.
And if in the end, this clawback money winds up getting spent basically at schools for benefit to the kids, I'll be happy with that outcome. I just, you know, I worry that that's not going to be the outcome. And I also worry about taking money away for a different purpose. But, you know, we'll see how it turns out. So I'm open to that possibility. And I hope that is the case. We always like to end with a couple of quick round fun questions, a lightning round for the mayor. First question for you is, do you own now or have you ever owned or worn a fanny pack?
Ooh, we made some perfect plain fanny packs back in the day, so I do have one, but only for costume usage only, not for everyday usage like you, Andrew.
That sounds a bit like, but I didn't inhale. I'll just be honest. That's what it sounds like to me.
Fair enough.
Do you know how to score bowling?
Yes, actually, I do. You know, not that it means I'm good at it. I don't know what that says about me. Maybe too many, you know, too many buckets of beer and quarter of the land.
I'm kind of on this.
Yes, I do now.
Kind of on this though. Do you score baseball games when you watch them, or do you just watch them?
When I was covering games, I did.
Okay.
It kind of keeps your attention.
That's right.
You know, when I was a journalist. Now I you know, hang out and don't pay as close attention.
And finally, when you open a can of, for example, like pineapple, okay, or soup, yeah, or, you know, tomato paste, or whatever the case may be, do you do anything to clean the lid? Do you blow it off? Do you rub it off? Do you run it underwater? Do you just, you know, go bare?
I hate when you – this is probably like the fourth or fifth one of these things that just makes me feel unsanitary when you ask me. I just have never thought about, to be honest. So I guess that's my answer, no. But I'm starting today, I'm making a change in my life, I think.
You trust the distribution center. All right, I appreciate that. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
Not always, anymore, Andrew. It's just something I didn't think about. And now you got me thinking about
I've given you anxiety about a brand new thing. I love it. Mayor D.C. Exactly. Reeves, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. We look forward to the meeting tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
See, we're changing people's lives every single day, changing the mayor's life even. And one thing, you know, I hate to have to tell you I didn't understand a thing, but I didn't understand a thing, and I want to make sure that it's clear, especially after we replay the interview from D.C. Reeves. I don't know why I didn't get this. I'm sorry I didn't. But I wasn't even thinking about how the city and the county have different opportunities. They're each an independent vote on whether to claw back the money from the Children's Trust. I was just thinking that the county made the decision, then that they would disperse the money to the city. The city can make that decision too. And what DC has been saying, Studio 850 did good reporting on this, is and what it makes sense from what I heard him yesterday is, if they were to take the money in the city back from the CRA, they would only be able to spend it in CRA areas, which would only be like one of the schools. But instead, if they can do what has been done around the state and partner with the CRA, okay, the CRAs around the state have either allowed the exemption so that the Children's Trust keeps the money, or they have partnered with them on a they've maybe taken the money, but there's an interlocal agreement, okay, so that it gets spent a certain way. Instead, like, our county just wanted the money back. No surprise. Anyway, but the city, what he's saying is, no, I think we should leave the money with them, but we're going to make sure it gets spent on kids and education and schools in an effective way. So if it seemed like I wasn't clear or I'd kind of confused that issue, I had, and I just want to make sure to kind of explain both how I hadn't understood it properly, and I feel dumb about that, but also what the mayor is intending to do and how his answer is kind of the right one, whereas, again, the county is just getting this wrong, in my opinion. 5:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We have an alert coming in. What is the alert for, John?
Well, what I have so far is a tornado watch until 1 p.m. Now, what that encompasses, I'm still waiting to receive the message.
All right, hold on just one second. A tornado watch for Escambia County. That's still till 5 a.m. That's the regular one. We're trying to make sure that we get the announcement for you. Yes. Okay, that is the one that just came in. National Weather Service issued tornado watch for Escambia County, Florida. A watch, yes. All right. So that means we're kind of paying attention. There's not a tornado on the ground. Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and then Perdido Bay Area. Coastal waters from Destin to Pensacola, Pensacola Bay Area, all of that beginning at 5:50 a.m. and ending at 1:20 p.m. So they are extending the tornado watch until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Really? I mean, I just don't see anything like that on my radar, but, you know, they obviously know what they're doing better. That's why they do the alerts and not Andrew McKay. So that is, you know, be aware that even though it looks like everything is clear, we do have the possibility of a tornado in our area until 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Andrew McKay.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? to open your mind, to sample a little bit of everything, to enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
Good morning, 6:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. In case you're just tuning in, on the one hand, looking at the weather radar, the News Radio ThreatNet radar, it looks like we're basically all clear in our area is what it looks like, because every bit of weather is on the other side of the Okaloosa-Santa Rosa County line, and Okaloosa is getting it bad, and they're under a tornado watch right now. We, on the other hand, look really, really clear, but I will say that National Weather Service Mobile just extended the tornado watch for our area, which is everything. It's Escambia, Santa Rosa. It's even up into Escambia, Alabama, Okaloosa in parts east, all the way to Crawfordsville, near Tallahassee. We're still under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this afternoon. So that's the official word. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, 6 UN staff members in Gaza are among 36 dead after a pair of Israeli airstrikes yesterday on a school that was reportedly being used as a shelter for refugees. The victims worked for a UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees displaced by the war. Israel says they were targeting terrorists that were embedded inside of that school. Investors in Trump media stock hoping for a rebound after shares closed at a record low yesterday, a day after the debate. Shares in the company had plummeted to more than 17%. That's the stock's lowest value since the company went public back in March.
So much for using that money to pay any of the judgments if they wind up in the end holding, right?
Right.
Remember Trump's money is going to make so much money on Truth Social that that would fund any of the problems, and maybe not as much now.
He'll have to do some more of those, what were they, ETFs or whatever? EFTs, that's right.
Sell more Bibles.
And Cleveland Browns star quarterback is addressing his latest lawsuit, Deshaun Watson.
I kind of like lawsuit.
I'll tell you.
Like, let's take a slide down and pick up our legal results.
One of my hidden talents is inventing new words.
I like that.
His legal team released a statement on Wednesday denying the recent allegations of sexual assault. Head coach Kevin Stefanski told the media that Watson will start Sunday against the Jaguars.
All right. Thanks so much, David. It's 5:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Again, just in case you're joining us, we do have an extended tornado watch for our listening area, Escambia and Santa Rosa County, until 1 o'clock this afternoon. But looking at the weather radar, my weather radar says press X to doubt.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.